this is a feeling no one can ever reprise.
Doris Day's April in Paris was the first film to screen at the Port Fairy Cinema on the 26th of July 1954. The cinema was hailed as the most up-to-date theatre in the Western District and boasted state-of-the-art air conditioning. Heather Reardon has fond memories of working at the cinema built by her grandfather.
Myself and my siblings would take it in turns to sell tickets and do the ushering and cleaning up and helping in the projection room, which was a bit of a treat. And basically we got to see every movie of that era.
But the job also had its downsides.
The kids would buy their bag of Jaffas and their Minties and their Fantails, but the kids would roll the Jaffas down the aisles. So one of the jobs at the end of the night was to go in and clean up all these lollies. It was a pain in the neck, really.
Ms Reardon says many of the children from the region would spend their Saturdays at the cinema.
In those days, we would have not only a double feature, but we would start with a newsreel and then there would be cartoons, and then you would get the first movie, an interval, and then second movie, which must have been fantastic for parents in a small country town when there was nothing else for them to do.
The Port Fairy Film Society now runs the cinema on behalf of the Moyne Shire Council. President Steve Dawkins says the cinema's pull is still strong, with up to 200 people attending monthly screenings.
So over the year we'd have between 5,000 and 6,000 people who come through just to watch films. Unlike digital or a Blu-ray, which arrives in a box and you can just plug it in and press play, a 35mm print will arrive probably in between 6 and 10 boxes. So our projectionist spends probably between 2 and 4 hours splicing the film together, and the end result is a huge circular reel, which could be probably 4 or 5 kilometres long of celluloid. So we run that through. It goes from the home reel onto the empty one, and that's the course of the movie. And then at the end of the show, we go back to it and split it off into its original small canisters.
But the days of 35mm projection are numbered. Mr Dawkins says he's received correspondence from film distributors indicating they won't be releasing any more 35mm prints, which places the future of the 60-year-old cinema in doubt.
The bottom line is that we need digital projection equipment, and that involves an outlay of around $65,000, so we're busy fundraising.
The Independent Cinemas Association of Australia Chief Executive Adrian Peketic says it's a problem facing cinemas across the country.
We would anticipate at least 95% of cinemas have already converted. I think it's the smaller and more regional community-based cinemas that are struggling the most.
Ms Peketic says these cinemas, often not-for-profits, provide a crucial service to their communities.
Independent Cinemas Association is really, at this point, encouraging government to provide subsidy for those final, smaller community cinemas to convert so that they can remain important services in their community.
Back in Port Fairy, Steve Dawkins hopes to receive the support of one of Port Fairy's most famous residents, the Victorian Premier, Dennis Knapp-Thine.
I don't want to get political, but Dennis has a high profile in this community and we're hoping that he'll come to the party and support us. I'm optimistic. It's a great community. We're very well supported. And I think once the word gets out there, we'll find support coming. I think the general feeling in the community is that they don't want to lose this resource.
Mr. Dawkins remains hopeful he'll be able to keep the doors open this summer.